The next two Mishnayos, today's Mishnayos, are the last in the sequence of Beis Shammai being Mekiel and Beis Hillel being Machmir. This one has to do with halachos of Nida, and in fact, this Mishnah appears in Masechta Nida in Perek Dalet, and it deals with a woman who gave birth and then saw Dam afterwards. The Torah says that if she gives birth to a boy, then she's Tamei for 7 days, and then has a period of clean days for 33, for a total of 40. If she bears a girl, she's Tamei for 14 days for 2 weeks, and then has double that amount of the boy for Tahar, for cleanliness, and that's 66 days for a total of 80. So, if a woman gives birth and goes to the mikveh 7 days after the birth of a boy, or 14 days after the birth of a girl, any dam she sees subsequently during the 33 boy days or the 66 girl days is going to be considered dam tahar, and so she's not going to become tameh again and start over. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shnei Dvarim Mikula Beis Shammai Mechumir Beis Hillel, there are two items that Beis Shammai is making and Beis Hillel is machmir, in addition to all the other ones we've been saying for the last parak and a half. Dam Yoleda Shelo Tavla. If a woman gave birth and did not go to the mikveh 7 days after a boy or 14 days after a girl, so she ended the period of Tumah and began the period of Tahara, but she didn't go to the mikveh yet. And then she sees Dam. So Beis Shammai Omrim Kuruka Uchememer Grav Gleha. Even though she hasn't gone to the mikveh, her Dam is no longer considered to be Dam Nida. And so, it only makes things tameh just like her spit or her urine would, which means while it's still damp. Once it's dried up, it doesn't make anything tameh anymore. So if somebody steps on an old dried blood stain, then one wouldn't become tameh. V'sol emrim, metameh lach v'yavesh, but v'sol is machmir, and say, since she didn't go to the mikveh, then whether it is still damp or whether it is dry, that dam is considered to be dam nida, and causes Tuma, whether or not it's damp or dry, whatever the consistency is. Umodim bioletes bezov, but they are moda, they agree, when it comes to a woman who gave birth while she was a zava. At the time that she gave birth, she was a zava, and she has to start counting 7 clean days after the tuma following the giving birth. So for the boy, she counts 7 days of tuma plus another 7 clean days to get rid of the ziva. For a girl, it's 14 days plus 7 days for a total of 21 to be tahar from the zov emission. So as long as she didn't count those extra 7 days, whatever dam she sees is considered ziva. And even Beis Shammai, who's making, would agree, shehu metame lach v'yavesh, that is considered dam nida, and like with any zava or nida, that dam is going to be metame no matter what the consistency of, dry or moist. It doesn't matter. It's going to be metame. Mishnah Hay appears in Yevamos and talks about two sisters who have to have yibum, but there's two brothers. So Arba Achim, there are 4 brothers. Shnayim hem nesu shtei achios, and 2 of them married 2 sisters. So Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah. And then there's 2 brothers left who are brothers to the brothers who died, Levi and Yehuda. Mesu hanesuin la'achayos. If the ones who were married to the sisters died without any children, and then the 2 women have to do yibum. But the problem is that whichever brother takes whichever sister, there is going to be an erva problem. Sahare elu chotzos v'lo misyabmos. They both have to have chalitza and not yibum. Whichever brother takes whichever sister, the other sister is excluded from yibum because you can't marry 2 sisters. So both of them just get chalitza, and that potters them from the zika that they're in. On the other hand, the imkadmu v'kansu, if they went ahead and each brother married one of the sisters by yibum, then yotziu, they have to give them a get. Rabbi Eliezer Mishum Beis Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer says in the name Beis Shammai that yikaimu. If in fact they did it this way, ex post facto, each one can keep his wife, and they can stay married, and they don't have to give a get, unlike what the Tanakhama said. U Beis Hillel Omrim yotziu, but Beis Hillel say no. These women, the yibum was forbidden, and thus the yibum that was done is not a true yibum, and so they both have to divorce them, and they have to leave. In a brisa in the Gemara in Yevamos, it actually reverses the opinions, and Abishol says Beis Shammai holds they have to be divorced, and Beis Hillel says they can stay married. So Beis Hillel would be mekel according to Abishol, whereas according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's the other way around. Beis Shammai is the one who is mekel.